Hi, it's Chris Watkin here, and I'm with Simon Ledbetter, who used to be Countrywide's head of marketing and used to be Knight Frank's head of marketing. So what you know, what you don't know about marketing ain't worth knowing.
Hi,
the
Chris.
question I want to know is this: how do the upper quartile estate agents market themselves in a really crowded market? Talk to me.
Well, they have several advantages anyway over the rest because their property is so, let's use the word gorgeous. I mean, I know the phrase property porn is put out there, but some of the property is exquisite to anyone who'd be interested in property. I mean, they're works of art, they're architectural pieces of genius, and they're often very desirable. So they have that instant pull that people want to see what they're doing. Because the costs of property, the fees are commensurately larger. So we have more money to spend on A, creating media and marketing materials about that property, so we can invest more in promoting them. And the other side of it is the very top brands, and I'd say I've worked for one of the very top brands, people don't see them in the same way that they see the other brands in the industry. They're seen as a bit of a step above in terms of the kind of business that they are. And that's more indicated to me is that the kind of brands who wanted to work with me when I was at Knight Frank, you know, they were seriously top brands. I mean, exclusive luxury brands who would go, no, we would love to partner with Knight Frank because of the kind of customers that you deal with, you know, sovereign wealth, billionaires, global wealth, and very wealthy British people. I think one of the challenges at that level, though, is there's a risk of their ego getting in the way, and they're feeling they're so good that, say, mixing with a mass but a very powerful brand wouldn't necessarily work with them. I had those conversations a few times. Is this amazing tech company wants to work with us? And we go,
when you say they want to work with you, the audience here is more particularly interested about how you attract landlords and vendors to your agency. And I know there's a certain element of that posh agents with posh houses tend to attract more posh properties, but that can only go so far.
Yeah.
And if some IT firm wants to get involved and partner up, oh, great, but I'm actually talking about the actual marketing of attracting vendors and landlords.
Well, the other advantage, which I think the industry overall hasn't recognised, is they have something called a non-moving consumer good, which is that set of bricks and plaster is there, and it's that that you want to sell. I know the person in it is the most important person, but it's that set of bricks that you would like to sell. We know where all this stuff is. We know which houses in the UK that the top brands want to market, and there's only so many of them. So we can do really targeted marketing to get the people who live in those houses. And it just meant that, you know, things like propensity models and things like that, that weren't really being used, and surprised me when I realised they weren't being used.
What's for those that don't recognize, what's a propensity model?
So a propensity model's really big in financial services, which is my background. You know, we predict based on certain characteristics about you that you are likely to be good for a loan, good for a mortgage, and not going to default on your repayment. And with a great degree of accuracy, we can suggest that Chris Watkins is good for this set of products. And then we can find all the media that you're in, from traditional to digital, and ensure that you can't escape the message. So you walk down the street, you see our bill poster, you get an SMS, it's on your Facebook account, and so on, or it's in the cinema for some brands if they're right. Property, we have one stage better than that, is we have the postcode. We literally know where that house is. Whereas you, say, buying a Mars bar or doing a loan, you're much more of a moving feast to hit. Whereas I can actually say, I know people in that street past that bill poster. I know through geolocation, if I put messages in this area digitally, I'm going to hit all the houses that I want. And generally, you find affluent houses flock together. Yeah. So you can do very targeted. Okay, you may want Christopher in that house, but you might get Simon in that house, and actually you don't mind which house you get. And it's that science of marketing, and still an art to marketing, the messaging and the creative, but the science.
Okay, so that's the science. So the medium of the message is, you know, by geo-targeting and propensity models is great. Yet a lot of estate agents get hit up on the medium. What's the message? That's got to be the most, you know, it doesn't matter whether, if you've got a very highly targeted missile, if the warhead at the end is a dud, it doesn't matter how targeted it is.
And the real advantage of being at the high end is we can pay for the best talent to create things. Copywriting, creative, is an art. you know, if you read the best copy written by the best copywriters in the ad industry, you read it and you go, wow, that is so well written. And actually, because they're pulling all the emotional strings in you to get you to respond. Creatively, there's an odd kind of like juxtaposition in good creative. Is really good creative, you don't really notice it, because bad creative really stands out, but for all the wrong reasons. So you want to get in there subliminally with a, okay, the typography, the word use, the imagery, again, the property porn, all gets through my filters of trying to filter out advertising and marketing messages. And now I'm starting to just associate Knight Frank or one of the others with the message.
Would it be fair to say that, and this is my opinion, that Savills are still seen one step above Knight Frank?
I think they sort of appeal to slightly different markets. I mean, Savills is much bigger. I mean, that's a fact.
Okay.
Knight Frank has a very loyal set of customers. And I think that's going to come increasingly under challenge with new money and the next generation of wealth. And they need to be on top of that.
Because the one thing that I've always been impressed with Savills about is that they spend an awful lot of money on their research department with Lucian Cook, creating, not, I mean, obviously they put the pretty pictures, the property porn, as you say, but they create so much content about the property market, which, let's be honest, everyone's obsessed about, yet we hardly hear from Knight Frank's research department.
I think that's a really interesting, in terms of, the way I would describe my time at Knight Frank, and
it's not criticising.
No, because they have a big research department too, and they produce some amazing research, but they sort of keep their light under the bushel a little bit.
Okay.
And I think the way I described working, especially in property before now, is I describe myself as a driver going down a highway to do brilliant marketing, and I'd have a passenger who kept grabbing my steering wheel and pulling me into the opposite lane or driving me into a ditch, and then blaming me for it being my fault. Is in a lot of those organisations, marketing, which in any other industry is seen as a strategic leadership function, you know, the CMO sits on the board, uh-huh, and they're the chief customer officer, the chief brand, yes, officer. They are in every other industry. In property, it's still seen much more as a service. It's, you do the collateral, you do the pretty pictures. We're the experts, we're the estate agents. So I would never tell an estate agent how to sell a house.
Because isn't it interesting that most estate agents want the marketing to happen on a Monday and get the property, yeah, on a Friday? They're so short-termism.
And there's so much research out there that proves that mindset is wrong. Is there's a great piece of work called The Long and Short of It by the IPA, and it says, they've studied hundreds of effectiveness campaigns, see what works most, and got scientifically proven it. 60% of your money should go on long-term brand building. 40% should go on activation or immediate response. So it's not quite 50-50, but most, I'd say, estate agents is 95% response.
Yes.
I've done something, I want the phone to ring. But if you do that, this is what happens to your activity.
Feast and famine, isn't it?
Whereas if you build the brand, it does that and gets ever higher. But you've got to do both. Build your brand, drive response.
Why do you think estate agents do work so short, myopically and short-sighted on that?
It's target-driven culture. You know, they've got to hit monthly targets, they've got to hit weekly targets, they've got to hit annual targets.
So do you think that the high street agents should learn from the likes of Knight Frank and Savills by playing the long game? Because let's be honest, they do both play their long game.
They're managing it. Well, okay. I mean, Knight Frank is 125 next year. It wants to run for another 125 years.
That's right.
It's got a long-term plan.
Okay. Big tip, if you're the head of Knight Frank's marketing department now, because I know he's gone, please start shouting more about it, because Savills is everywhere.
I agree.
They are.
I agree.
They keep, get that light from under the bushel. Simon, thank you for your time today. I hope you have learned lots in UK estate agency by playing the long game. Talk about stuff that people are interested in and they'll be attracted to you.
Always.
It's quite as simple as that. And people are interested in your Rightmove market share graph.
Absolutely.
Because if anyone starts chucking out more Rightmove graphs on social media, I will not be held responsible for my actions. You're wasting your time. You're just waving your willy in the air. It's egotistical. And the only people that are going to like it are your corporate mates. It's not big and it's not clever. Love you all. Thank you.